Okay, I will go ahead and call closed session open at 7:05. We already did our invocation and flag salute, so roll call, please.
Ms. Schumacher?
Here.
Ms. Foley?
Here.
Ms. Miranda Jimenez?
Here.
Ms.
Flowers?
Here.
Ms.
Monade? Present.
Here.
Here.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is the report of action taken in closed session. The following action was taken in closed session on December 8th, 2015, with subsequent action being reported in open session as required by law. Moved by Ms. Miranda Jimenez, seconded by Mr. Manares, that the following student has completed their term and condition of expulsion and has been approved by the Board of Education for readmission to the West Covina Unified School District. And it is student 203676, and the recommendation is to lift expulsion and enroll at the district. The vote was 5-0. We also have an expulsion. With regard to the recommendation to expel student number 202312 for violation of Education Code Section 48900, subsection C, is there a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second.
It's been moved by Ms. Polis, seconded by Mr. Flowers. Any objections? Motion carries 5-0. Okay. The next item on our agenda is the Edgewood High School drama presentation of Seussical. Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. We are very, very fortunate this evening to have a wonderful presentation. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Ms. Knutson.
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, distinguished guests, it's my honor to introduce Ronnie Maddox, the principal at Edgewood, so that she can bring on this fabulous group, who, by the way, I came on Monday night and saw your performance, and it was just outstanding. So, Ronnie?
Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, cabinet, distinguished guests. I'd like to also recognize Mr. Joel Lovato, our production manager, who's here. I'd like to bring up Mrs. Starzinski, who is our brain and behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, a person who really brought Seussical to life, and she will present to you the piece that they'll be performing for everyone.
We are so delighted to be here tonight, and we're especially delighted because we feel so much support from the board and from the administration for the arts, more than we ever have before. And I've been in the district 20 years, and I'm just so hopeful as to where we're going with the arts program here in West Covina. So we're thrilled to be here tonight to present you the opening number from Seussical. So if you will take your places, please. Now, if you would like to come and sit in the audience, you'll get a much better view.
Absolutely.
It is with great pleasure we present to you Seussical.
Thank you.
venture down a dangerous trail.
Recommended to be approved.
One thing I forgot to mention, I'm not sure you're aware of the fact that in this production, for the first time, we combined Edgewood Middle School with Edgewood High School. 50% of our cast of 60 was from the middle school and 50% from the high school. So
wow.
It was really great.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. I just really wanted the students to stay back and just so I could say thank you. I had the privilege of seeing your performance. And what's really cool is to see what you really look like when you're here, because I actually was able to identify several of you from the parts that you had in the play. I know that Trustee Miranda Jimenez also attended the play, and she was very, very adamant that I make sure that I get there, which absolutely I'm glad I did. So again, I really want to, Ms. Starzynski, I agree. This board strongly supports the arts. I think it's something you're going to continue to see. The fact that you included, you know, all of the students at the school, I think really, really means a lot. It also is a good point of what you can work towards. You know, underclassmen, as they work up towards a junior, senior year, can be really, really impressive. And Ms. Maddox, I want to commend you as well for supporting the arts at the school. And being an international baccalaureate program, that's a very important part of IB. So we know that you'll be continuing to support that as well. So thank you very much.
Okay, we will go ahead and move on to our hearing session. I do not have a report at this time. Mr. Flowers, do you have a report?
Again, I'd just like, you know, just glad to be back on the board again for another 4 years. I'm glad to be a part of this great body of work that we have. And again, we've championed many things, and again, we're going to continue to champion and accomplish many, many goals. I have a vision, and the scripture said, a man without a vision shall perish. So I see great things for our district, and so I'm happy to be and excited to be a part of what's going to happen in the future.
Ms. Pullis.
When I went and saw the musical, I was very impressed, and it was great seeing them tonight. The only thing is, I was telling Sadie that the school board meetings weren't fun. So she's going to think that they're singing and dancing at every school board meeting, and that she'll want to come every night. So, but I'm glad we had the chance. I just hope she realizes that it's not always this fun. I had the opportunity to go to CSBA, as we all did. It's a great team-building experience. Two of my favorite were family resource centers and what they can do for the community and making sure that all of the needs are met of students. I know we're going to start off small, but my dream is that we can meet the same kind of needs that the two that I saw that were established for 20 years. They also talked about, my second favorite was the foster care youth, and simple ways that we can write it in the LCAP and be successful right away. Little things that make a big difference, just such as sending out a letter letting students know what school of origin is. We don't have to do anything else. Just send that letter out, and parents are informed. So, and the student themselves are informed that they can stay in the school that they're coming from if they have a relationship there. So I thought, what a simple way, something easily we can do right away that can make such a big difference for our students. There was a lot of other great things that I learned there, but those are my ultimate favorites.
Mr. Manaris.
I, too, was able to attend the School Board Association Conference, and it was very informative, and I think something that, as a board, we need to, you know, discuss what we heard and see what we can implement in order to improve what we do here. But there were some eye-opening things that that I was exposed to, you know. I think atop that list is really the impending teacher shortage that is going to be facing the state of California. So we've got to prepare for that. Issues regarding PE minutes and lawsuits that are circulating regarding districts that are not giving elementary kids the proper minutes for PE. And then I was really delighted to attend a session from the San Bernardino City Schools, and feel they're very progressive with their professional development and how they support teacher growth in the classroom. So again, very informative sessions, and you know, it doesn't mean anything if we just go and don't change or do anything here. So the next part of this is discussing amongst us what are the things we liked and what potentially is a fit for this district. So thank you for the opportunity.
Ms. Miranda Jimenez.
I want to welcome my colleagues back on the board. Congratulations. And it was nice to see the Girl Scouts here. I was so impressed since our last board meeting was on Tuesday. The very next day was Veterans Day, so I attended that with Mr. Flowers, and that was just amazing and touching. I wanted to let the board know, I don't know how many people know Doris Blum from Glendora Unified School District, but she retired. So she was on ROP. She had been a board member for close to 30 years. And I'm sorry?
32.
And I told her that was so impressive, because that meant that she had true leadership and the community believed in her for that long. Because to get elected that many times is quite a feat. And yes, Seussical was excellent. And Dr. Hinman's right. I did call him to make sure he was going to go on that very last day, make sure he was going to get there. And I did see, it was amazing to see the middle school and the high school come together to be a joint production, and the kids were so excited, and the parents, and Ms. Starzinski, she's not here, but she did a really, really good job. CSBA was awesome. I had the pleasure of being on the committee this year, as you all have been hearing all year long. So my lens was a little different this year. All day on Friday, I did not have the benefit of selecting my workshops. I normally select all my workshops, and I'm taking a look and keeping in mind what our priorities are here for the district, because I had to introduce three critical issue workshops, which were excellent. I was really pleased that I was there. One of them that was most impressive was on the finance component. I did sit on the LOA's presentation of the budget, and that's always exciting, and I say that facetiously. It's always so dry and so boring. And the very next morning, the critical issues workshop that I had to introduce the panelists was actually on the same figures, and they really brought it to life. And one of the things that Dennis Myers and Keith Bray and the two panelists said is that when you're looking about speaking to the community about potentially a bond or a parcel tax or support for any of your programs, you gotta make it very tangible to them. You have to say specific program that has specific results. With your support, we've been able to accomplish XYZ. And so, sorry about that. And so I was really impressed with how to really taper down that message so that it's bite-sized and people can really grasp it and get behind it. So I was really excited about that. And our speakers were also very good. So I appreciated being with the board and the dinners. They were delicious. Thank you for organizing that. And it was good to be with everybody. And I too, like Mr. Menares, look forward to when we can actually sit as a board and have a digestive session where we can share what we've learned and bring our notes with us. I think that would be very powerful. So that was it. Thank you. Your turn.
Well, it seems our high schools have been, as always, moving in a positive motion. I can start off with Edgewood and how Edgewood State in Junior. Johanna Rodriguez was recognized by the Miramonte League of Offensive as the offensive player of the girls volleyball team, and also senior Denise Arellano was recognized as the first team all girls in the girls volleyball. Also, Edgewood's Interact Club hosted an open mic last week and was very successful. There were over 30 performances from students. Edgewood Schools Awards Nights is this Thursday, December 10th at 6 p.m. There will be a taco man and drinks provided by the PTSA. The holiday band concert is on Monday, December 14th in the cafeteria. Edgewood Middle and High School band students will perform that night. ASB will be hosting study cram sessions Tuesday, December 15th in the gym from 6 to 9 p.m. The cram sessions will allow students to come and study with friends and ask teachers for additional help. Edgewood's dance showcase will be hosted by Miss McPhee in her dance class on Thursday, December 17th in the gym. They will be showcasing all their work from fall semester, including hip-hop, swing, Polynesian, and Latin dance. Going on in West Covina High School, Their second AP boot camp was yesterday, and over 150 students participated in this AP support program. The West Covina High School band holiday concert is Wednesday night in the gym. Also, their choir holiday show, Sounds of the Season, will be Thursday night at the Bethany Church at 7 p.m. Tutoring and special study sessions are available all this week to help students prepare for final exams next week. Snacks and hot cocoa are provided for study sessions. Lastly, for West Covina, financial aid college night will be on Tuesday, January 12th. And at Coronado, the students took a study trips to LA Trade Tech, Mount Sierra College, and had the Army do a presentation for them, all to prepare their students for life after high school. Also, their winter showcase is next Wednesday night, and it will include an honors dinner, slideshow, and holiday caroling. Coronado's Cultural Awareness Club volunteered with Parents Place for their annual photos with Santa as well, and their basketball team defeated Chaparral High School 49-29. Lastly, the ASVAP, the ASVAP test, will be given to students next Wednesday.
Dr. Hinman, informal staff report.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. Mr. Seaman.
Just real quick, there, on your personnel report, there's 10 substitutes that we're hiring there, so I wanted to report that we've hired many substitutes this year, and it's been very successful where we've only had a couple days where we didn't have enough substitutes to cover for all the absentees that may come about or the professional development that we're doing. So hiring these subs has really been a good thing for us.
Okay. Dr. Coughlin.
I want to continue putting the spotlight on Edgewood. You may notice when you drive on by the school, you're going to see some flags hanging up. And there's about 14 flags that are hanging on the outside of the school, saying Edgewood and IB. And if you get into the quad area, it's about 14 individual flags from Ivy League universities. And so just well done over there. It was completed this last week. So if you get a chance, go on over and take a look at it.
I think I saw a USC flag. I'm not.
I did.
I just want to be sure. You know, you said Ivy League, but.
Okay. That's the Ivy League of the West.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Colleges County.
That's right. Ms. Knudsen.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Renaissance Assembly I attended right before Thanksgiving, and I know President Shoemaker, you were there, and Board Member Flowers, you were there, and what an outstanding assembly to see those students cheering for academics. I mean, that just really said a lot. The Star Wars theme in and of itself was great. But I was really proud to be in that room and see it filled with these students who just were so just jazzed up about doing well academically. So I just wanted to say what a great opportunity.
Thank you. And I agree. It was an awesome celebration. My comments, an update, but the other, I just really want to commend the board about having the vision to participate in CSBA. My personal belief is it's somewhat narrow-minded when boards choose not to make the investment to go. If we're a professional learning community as a state and as a community, we have to learn from each other. While I'd like to say staff, and which you are very gracious to, has the answer to all the problems, we really don't. But there's people out there that do. And through our collaboration and working with experts and seeing programs that are effective, we're able to take those ideas and see if they fit into West Covina. And I saw all of you doing the same thing, seeing outstanding programs throughout the state and asking the question, do we have the resources? Is this a good fit for West Covina? Let's continue to investigate rather than just kind of sheltering ourselves and just staying to what we do. So I really commend you for that. I will be talking to the board in the very near future about a possible study session to review some of the information if that's what the board wants to do. On another note, I want to bring to your attention Trustee Miranda Jimenez and Dr. Adler from ROP has been in communication with me regarding a request from the Monta Vista Unified School District and Duarte Unified School District to join the ROP consortium.
Monrovia. Dr.
Hinman's Monrovia. What did I say?
Monta Vista.
Our school. Yeah. Monrovia and Duarte. Thank you.
Our school.
And there's a process to do that. And I want to make the board also briefly aware of that process. We'll be coming back with more information, depending upon the board's request to get it from staff or ROP. So quickly, there has to be a formal written request to join the JPA. The requesting district and ROP developed mutually agreed wording for the JPA agreement. We have to, there has to be an agreement on the pass-through dollars that each district will pass through to ROP. There has to be a one-time startup funding amount to join the consortium. Obviously, there'll have to be an amendment to the JPA, which will have to be approved by the ROP board. Then that amendment needs to be accepted and approved by the majority of the existing district members. So you will have a vote at the end of the day as to whether you approve of this process after you have the information that you need. And then if approved, a member of each of those districts would serve on that JPA board. In short, what I have investigated at this time shows that there really wouldn't be a whole lot of significant impact on West Covina Unified. You would just have two more members on the ROP board that would be making those decisions. But financially, we don't see that there would be an impact on us. But we'll be getting you more information. But I just wanted to front-load you that. Now, I will tell you that Ms. Knutson and I took a tour of ROP today. It was about my third time, but it was Ms. Knutson's first. So it was nice to be escorted around by Dr. Adler. And it really is a phenomenal program, something that I think we'll continue to take more advantage of. I think there are some areas there in particular that we could benefit our students. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next item on our agenda is items from the floor, public comment. I have two cards at this time. The first card is Lou Arredondo.
Good evening, everybody, board, and those in the audience. So I'm here today with one of my other hats that I tend to wear in this city, and that is with the Sunrise Rotary Club. And every year for the last 12 years, we've raised funds throughout the year so that at this time of year, second Wednesday in December, we're able to partner with Payless Shoe Source and Plaza West Covina to put shoes, socks, and backpacks to 200 kids. And this year we're going to be working with Merlinda School and Miss Sonia over there. The event is tomorrow morning, so I know that you're not planning on having this meeting drawn out really long because you all want to wake up really early and meet us at the plaza. But it would be nice if, as board members, you can pop in even for a few minutes. I know that Eileen was there last year. Michael was with us last year. I'd love for you guys to come and be there. Jessica's always been a great support. So, Jessica, thank you, because you have supported Sunrise. You've supported all the community groups as long as I've known you. So thank you. Not to call you out on that, but thank you very much. So, yes, I just wanted to let the board know that you're all welcome to work with us tomorrow. If you're physically present and you're breathing, we will put you to work. There are no titles there tomorrow, but you will be amazed at the impact 5 minutes can have with a child in our community. 5 minutes can change their direction, and I know that's hard to believe, but when you have conversations with them and they tell you what their plans are, it pulls at you. We've had kids who walk in saying that their goal in life is to get pregnant and have babies and not go to college, and when they come out they're like, wow, new shoes, I could go to college in these shoes. It's like you could be a doctor in those shoes. So anything that you guys can do to continue to support us is greatly appreciated, and we'd love to see you there tomorrow morning.
Question.
Yes.
Again, I didn't mention it because I knew Lou was going to speak on it. How many pairs of shoes and socks are we giving to the students? How many
shoes? This year, 200. But the way it works is we identify 200, but we give to the entire family. So when we identify 200, it usually turns out to be somewhere around 250, 260 shoes.
And if members of the board want to attend tomorrow, what time should they be there?
Oh, Mike, high five. All right, so if members of the board would like to be there, where the first busload of students arrive at 8:30, so if you'd like to come at 8 o'clock, you can have hot chocolate with Santa and be assigned your duties for the day. And then the kids all come in, they're excited, and we let them get whatever they want. It's kind of a free-for-all.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow, if possible.
What time does the event end?
It usually runs from 8:30 to about 10:30. So in about 2 hours, we can handle about 250 kids.
Thank you. The next card is John Shoemaker.
You know, it's nice to hear all the different things that people in our community do to make it a great place to live. You know, so thank you and the other groups for doing that. Just wanted to congratulate the three people who won in the election. I think all three members being returned showed how the public believes in the work that you've been doing all these years. That it's kind of hard to win when people realize that you've got a first-class organization going on and it's continually improving and getting better. It's hard for anybody to go, well, I can do even better.
That's right.
I also like the fact that unlike some of the things that go on at the city level, that people campaigned on what they could do for the school district. Whether they were on the winning side or not, they were saying, this is what I can do, and here's how I can make things better. And I think that goes a long ways in doing it. And not only, you know, by the three members getting reelected or elected, depending on what it shows is the belief that the community has in the administration of the schools, in different staff in the schools, and especially to the people who deliver the programs on a daily basis, the teachers, that they feel they're getting their money's worth from that standpoint. So I congratulate Mr. Flowers, Ms. Polis, and Mr. Menares for their victories, and hopefully you'll have a very successful 4 years, you know, even better than what you've had before.
Thank you,
and
sir.
I think it validates the two appointees being elected showed the board picked some good people, and the public agreed with that. We can see, especially at the city level, where not all appointees, matter of fact, I don't think of know of one who's won for quite a while at the city level, been elected, and but for the two who were on this board to be elected says that they made good choices and that the people who are there actually are good, not somebody who is connected politically. And I think that's probably the good thing to say. The other thing that I thought was very good was not only was there talk about educational issues, but there wasn't talk about party politics. That the issues were, what are you going to do for our community? What are you going to do for our schools and our children? And I think people voted that way and ignored the labels that have absolutely nothing to do with your ability to help run the school district. So again, congratulations. There is one little thing I need to contradict Ms. Polis about, where she said it's not entertaining, there's not a lot of singing and dancing. I think anybody who attends the board meetings realize there's a lot of tap dancing that goes on from time to time. We look forward to showing up once in a while just to do my part to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to, for whatever good that does. But, you know, again, congratulations. And
thank you, sir.
You know, I hope you have a very successful next 4 years.
Thank you, sir.
At this time, I do not have any other blue cards. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Okay, with that, we will go ahead and move on to our business session. The first item on our agenda is the agenda and consent items. Are there any items a board member would like to add to consent? Would anybody object to number 4 being added, just using the names in the background that we got for the nomination?
I don't have an objection. I just simply, during that, wanted to state that Bob Cruz retired and that Shalonin is now the director for our region. Shalonin Cruz Gonzalez is the new director.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and add 4 using the names that were given in the backup material as our nominees. Okay, and then we also had an amended 24. Is there any item a board member would like to remove from consent? Okay, do I have a motion to approve the agenda consent items as presented with the addition of number 4 and the addition of number 24 to consent?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
It's been moved by Ms. Miranda Jimenez, seconded by Mr. Flowers. Any objection? Motion carries 5-0. Okay. The next item on our agenda is number 3, board meeting dates and times. I have one concern about this one, and that is the April 12th meeting date. The National School Board Association Conference is in Boston this year, and the 12th will be the date that the board travels back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am recommending we either just remove it. Well, we remove it and either not add in a new date or change our meeting date to maybe March 29th, which would be the fifth Friday of March, which would be after spring break.
What has the superintendent and staff said? Do they need a second date in April?
I'm going to refer, if we did, it would be financial, so I'm going to refer to Dr. Coghlan to see, get his opinion, please.
There's just the routine purchase orders and those things that get approved, but there's no reports that have to be. No, we're fine.
Okay.
We'd be fine in April. Doing away with the April 12th.
Yeah, well, so our recommendation is that you do not reschedule it.
Okay.
That was that tap dancing that we were just heard about.
Okay, do I have a motion to...
I have another
question. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
November the 8th, it's election day. I was going to recommend the 15th. I know Mr. Flowers and I have both worked the election when we're not on the ballot, and so I was going to see if the board was open to the idea of meeting on the 15th, if we could do that. Is there a problem with staff or any
Monica
or
Ms. Kelly? Is that a driving factor?
We've had them on a few occasions on the same night. It's the 8th. I did look it up. You can go ahead and look it up on the. That's what I thought too, and I looked it up just to be safe. I went on the county's website as well as I looked up federal and
first Tuesday, but it is showing up as the second Tuesday.
Yeah. So I was, if we can move it to the 15th, we only have one meeting in November.
I think that's what it is. They can't have it on the first. So
okay.
I'm guessing.
That
why they wouldn't have it on the first.
The first, day. Right, because they normally do it on the first.
Well, and that's a presidential election. I don't have an objection to moving it.
Yeah, 15th.
The 15th, is that okay with everyone? Okay, thank you.
I think that will probably work better with our break anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So November 15th.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So do I have a motion to approve the dates as presented, removing April 12th, changing November 8th to November 15th?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Miranda Jimenez, seconded by Ms. Polis. Any objections? Motion carries 5-0. Okay, with that, we move to our organizational meeting and the election of board offices. Let me just get there on here. Okay. I will nominate Ms. Polis for the office of president. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. It's been moved by myself and Mr. Manares to nominate Cami Polis for the office of president. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Noes?
I said aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Do I have a nomination for the office of vice president?
I'd like to nominate Ms. Jimenez.
I'll second that.
Okay. It's been moved by Mr. Flowers, seconded by Ms. Poulos, to nominate Ms. Miranda Jimenez for the office of Vice President. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay. Do I have a... Well, I'll move Mr. Flowers for the office of Clerk.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Okay. The next item on our agenda is the designation of board representatives. And if my iPad would cooperate, that would be nice. Okay. So we have the City of West Covina District Joint Subcommittee. The representatives are currently myself and Ms. Miranda Jimenez. We have the Los Angeles County Committee on School District Reorganization. Ms. Miranda Jimenez holds that position. The Los Angeles County School Trustees Association, Ms. Poulos currently holds that position. The East San Gabriel Valley Regional Occupational Program, Ms. Miranda Jimenez currently holds that position. The Hearst Ranch Historical Foundation Board of Directors, Ms. Miranda Jimenez currently holds that position. The City of West Covina Community Services Nonprofit Group District Representative is currently Mr. Flowers. So before we start going through this, are there any positions a board member does not want to retain at this time?
If anybody else wants to do the Los Angeles County School Trustees Association, a lot of times they meet on Thursday nights, and I've been having rat meetings on those nights.
I think I would like to put Mr. Maneras in that position because that is traditionally the one we give the newest board member.
Well, I'll tell you my plans. Can I know now, like, what the time commitment is or when the meetings are?
They're usually quarterly, and they're on a Thursday night, but it could be all the way out by the airport.
And what is the major work that this committee does?
Usually that you just go and you will vote on things that the association may be doing. They participated in doing the workshop. So they'll have, and then you can choose. Do you want to be on that planning committee? And they're really trying to build it up and reestablish it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were having pretty poor turnout, but it's quite a drive at times. And then for me, it was just the conflict of having another meeting at that.
So would they
the same
meet four times a year?
Yeah.
All right, I'm willing to take one for the team. Isn't this what are they called? I forgot. Never mind.
If you remember, come back to that.
Okay. Mr. Flowers, City of West Covina Community Service Nonprofit Group, I'm assuming you're the one who brought this to us that you've only been on it a year.
You're doing a great job there.
Okay, City of West Covina District Joint Subcommittee. It's been myself and Ms. Miranda Jimenez for quite a while. Is there anyone else interested in this?
How often is that? Do those meetings take?
Once a quarter, sometimes
twice a year. Twice a year. They've been good, right?
I'd like to do that.
Okay, and that usually meets on a Thursday around 4:30.
Yeah, at 4:30. So hopefully it won't conflict with your last of meetings.
I'll send.
At Wednesday or Thursday.
I'll send Michael to cover for me if I
can. I'll do that. If you can't make it, I'll do that.
Okay. And due to... another commitment I have, I'll go ahead and, because I've been on it pretty much the entire time I've been on the board, so I'll go ahead and cede my position to Mr. Maneras if you would like it.
Okay. And thank you for that.
As long as you promise to keep us updated on what's going on.
I will.
Okay. I'm happy to stay on that committee. I do enjoy that committee.
Okay. Los Angeles County Committee on School District Organization. Anybody interested?
They haven't done anything.
Yeah. They don't.
I'll stay. If they need to go to a meeting, I'll go.
Okay. The next one is East San Gabriel Valley Regional Occupational Program. That's currently Ms. Miranda Jimenez. Is there another board member who has interest in this position? Okay, I am actually interested in this position. I held the position for one term, and am interested because it's been quite a while. It's been about 6 years since I've been actively involved. I would like to be actively involved again. I think there are a lot of changes and policies and things happening that I would like to be more informed on, and this is a way to do it.
I think that's a really good idea, and since you've only had the opportunity to serve on it one term, and that is almost unheard of, that I know that you would be a great asset, and I appreciate what Eileen's done there. And but for Jessica to have that opportunity to go through the terms and hopefully become president also.
Yeah. I was denied that last time.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any objection to that? That will, because we can pull it out and vote separately.
That's fine.
Okay. And then I believe the last one is the Hearst Ranch Historical Foundation Board of Directors. Are there any other board members interested in that position?
That's one I'm interested in doing. I've been meeting with some of the Hearst Ranch board members sometime. I'm interested in doing that one. I don't know if I know Eileen's been doing it, but I am kind of, I think everybody should have a chance to do something, rotate, and I would like to do that for a term.
Okay, and are we we're only allowed one member?
That is correct. The bylaws stipulate two city council members and one school board member. That is correct.
Okay. Do we have alternates?
Not that I'm aware of. Since the city has two positions, if one can't make it, then they always have a representative. The meetings are on Mondays on the last Monday of the month at 10 a.m. And in addition to that, you have to sit on the education committee, and then you have to be an integral part of the fundraising for the Garden Gourmet program.
Okay. With that, are you able to make that commitment?
Yes.
Okay. Then I would propose that we have Mr. Flowers be our representative, again, so that we have a board that is able to be involved, rotate positions, and let the community know all of us, and be able to report back and have different experiences on the board. But I would have Ms. Miranda Jimenez, since you have served on it, if Mr. Flowers is unable to attend, that you be the alternate, since you have the background in it.
Okay, that would be fine.
Any objection?
No.
And do we have to make sure that's okay to have an alternate, or
there has to be a board representative at every meeting.
Oh, okay, that
so
works out. Yes.
Yeah. So we appoint so that we can be sure who's going to go each year.
Well, I think that works out perfectly.
Okay. And that way, if it ever changes in the future, which it should, we have more board members who know what this organization is and what's going on and everything else. Okay. With that, I'll go through the positions again. The City of West Covina District Joint Subcommittee, the reps, Daniel Manares and Eileen Miranda Jimenez. For the Los Angeles County Committee on School District Organization, Eileen Miranda Jimenez. The Los Angeles County School Trustees Association, Daniel Manares, you're welcome. East San Gabriel Valley Regional Occupational Program, myself, Jessica Shoemaker. Hearst Ranch Historical Foundation Board of Directors, Michael Flowers with alternate to be Ms. Miranda Jimenez. The City of West Covina Community Service Nonprofit Group District Representative, Mr. Flowers. Do I have a motion to approve as presented?
I'll move as presented.
Second.
Okay, any objections? Motion carries 5-0. Okay, and with that, Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. Congratulations to all the board members' appointments. At this time, and if I can have Ms. Shoemaker join me on the front of the dais, I do have a presentation I'd like to make representing myself and the entire board.
Thank you for this, and thank you to my colleagues for having the faith and trust in me to allow me to become the president. Last year, when I became the president, we did not have the rotation in place, and so it really showed my colleagues' faith in me to allow me to become president after, you know, some bad times in the district. And I have been honored to have a new superintendent who really listened to input, listened to our community, and helped us move in a positive direction. You know, I've shared with the community that I felt for a few years we were really stagnant, and I'm amazed to go back onto our campuses and feel the life, the drive, the fun back. And that is in large part because of my colleagues, but also Dr. Hinman and his staff. So thank you.
Thank you.
I know I can sometimes be demanding. And I thank you for rising to the challenge. Okay. With that, we will go ahead and further Board of Education discussion. I have one thing. George Ogden mentioned that the police officers are doing their shopping with children that they do every year at Christmas time, and that is this Friday at 7:45 at the Target on Amar and Azusa by Big League Dreams. I always forget the name of the center, even though I live right next to it. And so any of the board members who are interested in attending are welcome.
Is it the same idea like Payless, the shoes and socks?
No, they let them go through the store and pick items with officers.
So then are we going to help, or are we just going to be supportive
and watch? He just extended the invitation, just be supportive and watch, because the officers walk the students through the store.
Okay. And what time is it?
He said 7:45 a.m.
Okay, Target.
The Heights. That's what it's called. Okay, and then Ms. Miranda Jimenez, you mentioned you had discussion?
I do. I have a few things.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry I'm writing this one. Okay, I have a check here for the Garden Gourmet program from Hearst Ranch. This are the proceeds from the Food and Wine Festival, so I'm really happy to turn this over to the district. Who do I give $2,500 to?
I'll take it.
Give that to Ms. Knudsen or to Monica or to whom?
Well, actually, I give that to Dr. Coghlan.
Okay, yes. Dr. Coghlan. He's the winner chicken dinner. Okay, at the end of CSBA this year, they gave us for staying all the way to the very exciting end, they gave us VIP passes to their Leadership Institute, which they had for a number of years, and then they moved away from it, and they brought it back. And so I got two complimentary passes. Unfortunately, the dates conflict with my family vacation, but I wanted to pass it along to Dr. Hinman in case my colleagues are interested in attending.
Exactly.
The registration is completely free. It's just a matter of housing and getting there. But it's Friday, July 15th and Saturday, July 16th from 9 to 4, and they've given us free registration passes. So, Cammy, I'm assuming
yes.
You got some.
Yep. I got one also, but Sacramento kind of eliminates the free component of it.
Yeah.
You travel, and then you have to be housed.
Yeah.
So it was like.
So at least the registration is covered, which is awesome. So I'm passing that along in case any of my colleagues would like to attend it, and unfortunately I can't. Okay, the other thing that I wanted to bring up that I would love for us to explore, we have just a little bit of time, but I'd like us to think about it and sooner rather than later. Masters in Governance has really changed, and we have new members on our board, and I think it would behoove us as a board to attend Masters in Governance together along with the superintendent. They now can get it done in a two-day format. Before, it used to take 2 years to get through Masters in Governance, and so now they've dropped it down to five courses. On March 4th, which is a Friday, they are going to have course 1 and 3 in Anaheim, which is close by for us. And then on the next day, Saturday, course 2, 4, and 5 in Anaheim. And so I wanted to put that on the tickler for our board. And Ms. Poulos, congratulations, you're now president, so maybe this is something that we as an entire board can consider. And it's incredibly, well, no, this is my copy. I was trying to look for extras, but it's on the CSBA website. But it's, again, March 4th and 5th. It's a Friday and Saturday. So I thought that would be great for the five of us along with Dr. Hinman, and if there was any. In the past, I have seen cabinet go as well. And then the last request that I have, because I absolutely adore this document, is now that we've voted on our new board dates, if this document can be updated and resubmitted to the board so that we can all have it, and to make sure that any of the other, Ms. Lessiger puts it together. So do you want me to pass this over to Ms. Knudsen?
Actually, pass it.
I'll pass it to you. Okay. That's for you. And for her to double check, it's an opportunity to double check if any of the dates have changed, like the open houses or the awards night since she first put it together in August. I love that document. I carry it right in my Franklin. So since we voted on new board dates, I thought it would be a great opportunity. So that was it. Thank you.
Okay, with that, dates to remember, December 21st, 2015 through January 1st, 2016 is the Christmas holiday, schools closed. December 24th through 25th, 31st, 2015 through January 1st, 2016, the district office will be closed. January 12th, 2016 is our next Board of Education meeting. There being no further business to come before the board, the regular and organizational meeting of December 8th, 2015 is adjourned at 8:06 p.m. by me.